So go on and live your life, but I miss you more than I did yesterday. Written by Cloud Dreamer and read by K-Burb. This is a DC fic, rated teen and up audiences, with archive warnings for graphic depictions of violence. It features the characters of Stephanie Brown and Tim Drake, and is additionally tagged with past relationship, murder, minor character death, stabbing, goodbye kiss, and morally ambiguous Stephanie Brown as Slade Wilson's apprentice. This is part 3 of All This Bad Blood. Her reunion with Tim goes something like this. He doesn't recognize her in her new costume. Then he does, and he thinks she's a shapeshifter. He fights her to protect David Kane, one of Slade's old rivals, and maybe even a friend, but any affection there is a liability. Tim loses the fight. He's too caught off guard. Too angry that she'd dare impersonate his dead love. And Kane's rusty, weak, confused. It's on Slade's orders. She doesn't believe him when he says he couldn't do it himself, but she doesn't need to believe him to get the job done. It's a test. He didn't say Tim would be there, which could have been an actual oversight. Or it could have been an intentional lie of omission. That he never mentioned that Tim was back in the costume does seem intentional. Just another way of fucking with her head. But she doesn't care. She's better than Robin. She proves it with her knife sunk in Kane's throat. She tears it back out in time to deflect an attack that doesn't come. Tim stares at her with mute horror. She meets his eyes head on, and they stay like that for too long. Slade orders something, maybe to attack or to run away, but she's caught like a moth in the flame. Tim is too. He's too nice for this, she thinks, as she tries to map every new scar. He cut his hair while she was away. Changed his costume, too. More red. She doesn't like it. Tim's not good. He's never been good. She remembers every single offhanded comment about her family, her money, or lack thereof. Every time he tried to convince her to stay home, like he had any authority over what she did. He didn't then, and he doesn't now. Then, she controlled herself. Now, Slade makes those sorts of choices. It's easier. Cassandra's a bitch, but she's kind, too. She was always there when Stephanie needed her, up until the point she really, really wasn't. She made Stephanie normal by comparison. She knew what Stephanie meant instead of what she said, and she listened. Cassandra could have killed her father before now. She should have. It would have made things simpler. But she doesn't want anyone to die. Anyone at all. Stephanie used to think that was stupid. Surely she had to prioritize. If she didn't, she'd end up saving hundreds of evil men instead of her best friend. And who wouldn't kill if it meant being saved? Loved. Tim is nice. He's a gentleman. She remembers all the times he held doors open for her. All the gentle kisses, and the times they'd hold each other's hands with the fear most people would reserve for facing the Joker. But they'd done that and lived, even if it was a near thing, and that hadn't been anything like the fear of honest love. He made her feel like a queen, even when Bruce knew she'd never be more than a pawn. He studies her, too, and she could break the moment with that knife. She could break everything the two of them ever had like that. Maybe that's what Slade's telling her to do. She can't hear him over the sound of her own heartbeat. She could kill him, probably. It'd be easy. Too easy. She leans in, hand still on her knife, and he doesn't move back in time. He doesn't try to stop her. It's not like this is the first time he's seen death. It's not the first time she's killed. But of course, he wouldn't know. He wouldn't know about the body she's left in her wake at Slade's latest knife. She kisses him with a kindness she thought she'd forgotten. It's the last time. It severs things more thoroughly than the knife would have. "Stephanie," he asks, his denial cracking and falling apart once she's pulled away. It's raining, and the water washes David's blood away. It washes away the taste of his lips on hers as surely as it cleans her hands. It's really you. Slade coughs through the comms, and she hears that just fine.
"Mission accomplished, kid. If you don't get back here, I'm coming in to get you."
She hears that just fine, too. She doesn't miss the threat. It's not good to make him wait, and he's not the type to have sympathy for finishing unfinished business. At least, not in anyone else. Robin glances from Stephanie to the body. "Steph, what's going on? Why did you kill him?" The question transforms a little bit as he says it. He wants to know her motive, but he's still not entirely sure she did what she just did. "Not the first, and he won't be the last," she says, and the words, distant and cruel, feel safe in her mouth. She slams him with the blunt side of the blade, and Robin, in his shock and denial, doesn't defend himself. She knocks him aside to make her escape from David's cell. He recovers and gives chase, but just like he couldn't catch her the night they met, she's too fast. And this time, he can't track her home. She doesn't have one of those anymore. The end.